Hello, everybody. My name's John Popp. I'm the Silverlight Evangelist at Microsoft. And with me, I have Ian Griffiths.
Hi, I'm an independent consultant and also a course author at Pluralsight and also a book author of iWriting.
Great. And Ian has been kind enough to work with us to create a brand new course with Silverlight 4 called Building Business Applications for Silverlight. Now, this is a two-day course where basically we have a series of videos that Ian just shot with us now to go through all the courseware material using the slides, some demos, and he also built a series of labs. All this material is going to be available for instructor-led training as well as online on Channel 9 right here. This is the first video of that series just to get things kicked off. We're going to talk a little bit about what's in this course, how Ian put it together, and the thoughts behind the attended audience for this course. So basically, when we first talked about this, Ian, we discussed having a course where somebody who wanted to build a business application, or not even just a business application, but something that need maybe data points for entry, can fight some of the common problems that you encounter when building these. And now with Silverlight 4, some new features really help that out. So that was our first discussions on this. Can you tell us a little bit about the main points and kind of what would be driven home through this course?
So first of all, we wanted to make sure that this wasn't just yet another kind of everything in Silverlight sort of feature by feature based course. So a particularly important goal was to try and make it much more example driven. So between us, we came up with this application that we build gradually over the course of the material, which is an event planner where people get to kind of define events that people might attend, like developer days, those sorts of things. Administrators can set up the tracks and then the talks that exist in those. End users can see what's available. They can sign up for these things, and then the administrators can see who's signing up, can send them confirmation emails, that sort of thing. So it's like a real, yeah, plausible application of the kind you might actually need to build and might actually have to use. And then we try to fit all the examples around that rather than doing the frankly easier way of doing it, which is to say, okay, feature one, data binding. Let's show a binding expression. Let's show a text box that in. It's much more, well, okay, let's try and find these things in their natural habitat. So that's the broad goal of the course.
So wait a minute. You have a course that actually might be applicable to the real world.
Yeah, it's possible.
That's shocking.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I'll do it all again for you then, shall I?
That should be, I think it's going to be really good and received well. We've done a couple classes here already, and it seems to be going pretty well. We've done this with the new features inside of Silverlight 4, so that should be exciting for people to go through. Now, some of the scenarios use several features, and others are really more focused on one or two. And the one I'm thinking specifically is the first real module. This first real scenario that you go through is basically building RIA services into the application.
Right.
And that one pretty much consumes the entire scenario because you really need to grasp that to move forward. And even if you're not using RIA services, I mean, I guess that's the question you ask. If you're not using RIA services, could you use other things, WCF and Hibernate, Entity Framework, linked to SQL?
Absolutely. I mean, the goal was for pretty much everything in the course to be something you could use in isolation. We happen to be using RIA services because it saves you a lot of effort in a lot of cases. But aside from the very first module, where we spend a lot of time just explaining what it's for and how the pieces fit together and what the template you get out of Visual Studio for building your first RIA app looks like, once you get through all of that, obviously the first core module is very heavy on that, but after that, pretty much everything we talk about is applicable whether you choose to use RIA services or not. So if someone watches this and goes, oh, this is not for me, it's all RIA services, I'm not going to do that, they should not be put off, because everything else they're going to see, while we refer back to it and say, well, if you are using RIA, here's what you do, but if you're not, here's how you can also apply that stuff. So it's much broader than perhaps it might seem from the first talk.
And one thing I like about the way we did this course is instructor-led, you're going to go through each scenario one at a time. But with the videos, in each lab, I should take a step back, each lab points to each particular scenario, which has multiple exercises in it. But with the videos, what we did is we broke each one up even further, so there's little bites of anywhere from 10 to 15, maybe 20 minutes, whatever the scenario laid out for us, where you discuss, here's a feature and how you apply it to this. So for anybody at home who's wanting to learn this and watch it on their own time, it should be much easier to digest than saying, I need to set 2 hours aside.
Right, so whereas the labs form a sequence and you do end up building the example, in a lot of cases with the videos, it seemed to make more sense to do just the feature on its own. Talk about how it fits into the scenario, but then actually show it in isolation, so you don't need to sort of think, well, wait, what are these 20 things I haven't seen before?
Right.
We've pared it down for the video presentation, so it doesn't have quite that sort of strict sequential nature that the instructor-led version would have.
So tell us about the audience. Who would benefit from this kind of a course? What level of experience do you have?
Well, so one of the assumptions we decided to make to start with was because it's only a two-day course. We didn't want to spend the first day or day and a half introducing all the core features of Silverlight. So we are assuming that people know C#, that they know Silverlight, that they know what XAML is, that they won't be too phased by seeing a control template or a data template. Yeah, we'll explain what the purpose is as we go through, but we're not going to explain in detail how all those pieces work. So we're more focusing on the bits that really are the workhorse of the application for a business point of view. So we will look at data binding, we will look at the data grid, and we will look at REST services where that's appropriate. So essentially, someone who is happy creating a Silverlight application in Visual Studio, yeah, if you told them, go create me an application, put a button on there, wire it up, and make it appear in the right place with the layout stuff, if you can get that far, then yeah, the course shouldn't be any surprise.
If they can do Hello World, then they can take this course.
Right.
But if they've never used Silverlight before,
they
might need to go take that Hello World part first.
Absolutely, yes.
Which we do have plenty of material for on Channel 9 and on Silverlight.net and other places as well. So I think that's perfectly acceptable in this case.
Yes.
So, and there only is 2 days worth of material in the instructor-led, and there's many hours with the videos. So I think that flows well. What kind of features do you go over?
So obviously we start with REST services as discussed, but we also get into the data grid fairly early on and showing how you can connect that up to data that came from the back end. So we talk a little bit about some of the asynchronous issues. We also get into data validation. So how do you ensure that you can apply rules consistently on the client side so you get a nice responsive UI, you find out straight away if something is wrong, but at the same time be able to have the rules live on the server so that you can validate the data is definitely okay before pushing it into your back end system.
And thus the data form is probably involved in there somewhere.
Exactly. The data forms are a very important part of that. The data annotations that are part of the core.NET framework. And if you're using REST services, it actually helps you a great deal with sharing those rules across the boundary. So
validation probably takes the iNotify data error info interface?
Yes, yep. So you can do the asynchronous validation. Because, of course, one of the issues with Silverlight is you're running on the client. You've probably got a trip back to the server that takes a little while to communicate. So you need to have that ability to say, well, I don't know if the data's valid yet. Give me a second, and I'll get back to you.
Multi-property
validation as well. So all that good stuff is in there. The data forms are a great way.
All the stuff every business application needs to have. Plus a bunch of others we threw in here, like the drag and drop, which doesn't sound business-like, but there's a lot of business applications for it. We even put down right-clicking and clipboard and out of browser got a big chunk of the course as well.
Yeah, out of browser stuff is quite important for a couple of reasons. You can use it for disconnected operation. We happen not to do that in this example, but that's important for some business apps that people can work offline and sort of push stuff back in later. But also it enables some of the elevated trust features, so the things that trusted applications are able to do. In particular, the native integration that gets you access to things like COM object models.
Right.
So, for example, we show how to drive Excel, how to drive Outlook through the automation of models that they provide. That's going to be a very exciting feature, I think, for some business applications.
And you even touched on a little bit of a controversial topic to some people, MVVM in the course.
Oh, yes. I mean, I think that's a critical thing for any Silverlight application. Whether you do any particular flavor of MVVM, I'm pretty agnostic on that front. For me, the critical thing is that you do some sort of form of separated presentation.
Agreed.
Where you keep a bit of code. You know, you have your XAML, which is essentially a UI construct. Maybe designers are going to be involved in that. Even if they're not, you're using design tools. And then you've got your model, which may actually be non-negotiable because
right.
that may have come from your web service. And you need something to sit in between that owns the logic that is particular to your application, but which is not necessarily concerned with this mouse event happening to this element here. It gives you a place to put that extra code, gives you testability. I think it's impossible to write good quality maintainable applications without getting into this. So yeah, we spend time illustrating why you'd use that and talk about a couple of the ways of wiring it up.
I think that's a good way approach to do it. I'm like where you're going with this, because a lot of times I get a lot of questions on, okay, I built a business application, but I hear this thing called MVVM, or I hear about this thing called REST services. How do I do what I'm doing now and integrate these things into here? One of the other topics I hear a lot about is MEF, and while the course covers MEF, as you know, because you wrote it, we talk quite a bit about it in the course and do some examples as well. We did not include the MEF in the videos, partly because we have another adjunctive video series called Silverlight TV, which we have done 4 videos for now, and there's also a series of videos that Mike Talty mm-hmm. from the UK, from Microsoft, has also put together on MEF. So we've got plenty of MEF material for the video side. Although that's in the labs, there's a good lab on MEF, as well as some demos and the slide deck that you go through with the material. So I think we've covered quite a bit of material in this course. And I'm pretty happy with the amount that we've got in there. Will you be able to write every business application in the world when you're done with these 2 days? You'll be able to cover a big chunk of those, I would say.
I have faith in the listeners of this channel.
Yes, yes. Which is it going to solve world peace? Is it going to give world peace? And
no. I think we should talk about the next purchase order for that particular goal for this material. But yes,
that'll be good. Yeah. That'll be good. So I wanted to just wrap up and let everybody know that we thank Ian very much for coming into our homes with many hours of video. So if you'd like to bring your own personal Ian Griffiths home with you, you can now do so for free on Channel 9. And Ian, thank you very much for putting this course together. It's come out very well.
Well, thank you for getting me involved. It's been a pleasure.